From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. A $50,000 donation from an internationally known union to Missouri Governor Jay Nixon, days after he vetoed right to work, is raising questions about what he'll do with the money, if anything. Nixon's campaign treasurer didn't respond to multiple requests for comment from the Associated Press. Republican critics have called the donation, quote, pay to play. Some asked what Nixon's plans are for the money. He is term limited and appears unlikely to campaign again. A Missouri judge has given an advocacy group and state lawyers 10 days to file orders in a lawsuit that challenges restrictions on filming Missouri Senate committee hearings. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports Cole County Circuit Judge John Beatham on Friday held the first meeting on the lawsuit brought by Progress Missouri, which alleges decisions by Senate committee chairmen to prohibit filming by the group violates the state's Sunshine Law. The Missouri Department of Transportation has closed all four lanes of U.S. Highway 61 at the Quiver River near Troy due to high water. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the department says the closure due to flooding may force motorists to make detours today. Department officials also say that alternate routes such as Missouri Route 79 and Missouri Highway 54 were closed yesterday. Earlier Sunday, a flash flood warning was issued by Lincoln County Emergency Management for the Silex, Davis, and Briscoe area, citing flooding along the Quiver River. A football player and a women's basketball player from the University of Missouri have been injured after their car flipped in Columbia. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says Harold Brantley, a defensive lineman, was seriously injured in the Sunday afternoon crash on U.S. 63. The patrol report says Madeline Stock, a women's basketball player, sustained minor injuries. University of Missouri Hospital spokeswoman Ann Kittenbrink says Brantley was in serious condition Sunday evening, and Stock was treated and released. The report says Brantley overcorrected after driving off the left side of the highway. The car then slid off the right side of the road, struck a guardrail, and overturned. The patrol says Brantley and Stock weren't wearing seatbelts. Missouri spokesman Chad Moeller told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch he didn't have any specifics on Brantley's injuries. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.